Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Kach of Dalad, Simon Laman Aleph. So the Chayyotim brought Tfilas Abinenu, and he pointed out that there are times when we cannot use it, Moti Shabbos or Moti Yom Tov, and in the winter, because we have to say, we say in Talamot to the Ibracha. And he continues and he says, we come welcome Chayla Oisha Satcha Kodol. Person is not well, or a person has a very significant pressing need. So you can use these tefillas, and what you're going to do is you're going to daven a shortened version of each bracha. Now, the two things to point out. The Gemara talks about a tefillah ksara in a makom gedudei chayos, when it's a place which is extremely dangerous. You say a very brief tefillah of a few lines long, and the Gemara says that tefillah b'di'evet is not yotze. When you get back to a safe place, you have a chiyuv daven shmoneh esrei, and that's what he brings later on in Chol Chof Hei. But there is a different Gemara. There's a Gemara which says if a person Bizman Chazal, a person had a certain status of tumah, he was not allowed to daven. So he started davening, and he realized that he has this tumah issue. So the Mor says, what should he do? He shouldn't stop in the middle, because that would be bracha l'batola. He should say each bracha in a brief fashion. So this really would be the makor for this idea of the chayotim, that the Gemara is countenancing the idea of saying each bracha in a brief fashion. Let's go through the nusach over here without getting really stuck on all the details. It's pretty obvious what he's saying. This is the language. Yarmut Chila Gimel Rishonas Kedarka. The first three brachas and the last three brachas we will see are said in the full language. Bachakach b'moti Shabbos Yarmur Atochan Antonu Lamata Rasecha. V'tadilenu Hashem Elokeinu Min Kodesh L'chol Bein Or L'Choshech Bein Yisrael Ovdei Gelulim Bein Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheshi Zimei Maaseh. You have to say four havdolas. So the point over here is to allow you to say the bracha, and therefore you could add in havdalah. So you don't say the full language of Atochan Antono, but you say the main points of the havdalah, the four havdalahs, which are found over there. Malvim Kadosh Shachol Bein Or L'Choshech Bein Yisrael Amim. And that's the halacha, those are the primary elements of the Havdalah that you say both in Shmoneh Esrei and that you say in actual Havdalah. When we make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos going into Yom Tov, there we actually say seven Havdalahs, and that's a difference in which Pesach Shem will get to when we get to those halachas. So we say a brief version of that. We can use this nusach in the winter. So that's the idea. He goes through all of the brachas, each one in a shortened version, and he says the actual nusach of the final the chasima of that bracha fully, obviously, and then. I can read through all of that. Bachakach Yermer Shalosh Achrenus Hamasayim Hamavarchet Zemun Yisabah Shalom Yil Rotzen Ose Shalom. Now it seems to say that we would skip the paragraph of Elokein Tzor. I think we pointed out that the person does not. The Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to say Elokein Tzor every time. That even though a person started doing it normally, that might generate a din of a neder. The Chatzkila Shulchan Aruch says that when we do it with in a case of being makatzer, need to be makatzer, you can be makatzer. So one example which is brought down in Halacha of skipping Elokein Tzor is if you would finish it in turn us in time to be able to answer Kedusha,
by skipping Elokai and Tzor, you'll be able to step back and step forward and say Kedusha with the Tzibur. There is the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you should do so.
So he's saying the same thing over here. You would say the middle brachas, each one in a shortened version. The last three brachas, you say the full nusach of the last three brachas. You say Yilu Rotzon and Oysa Sholem, and that's it. And you finish Yishmon Esrei. Okay, I think we've covered this point. But tomorrow we will start Klal Chafei. Have a good day.